This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
As we mentioned at the top, the Trump administration is also talking trade with China this week. We're expecting more details on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Chinese economy continues to grow, 6.9% last quarter. But behind that growth is a sort of sluggishness. Productivity is at a standstill in China. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more.
6.9% GDP growth is not bad for a developing country like China. But you know what? It's not that good either.
I don't think it's anything to celebrate at this point.
Harry Broadman teaches at Johns Hopkins. If you look at where most of this growth is coming from, it's coming from government investment in basically dinosaur industries.
The industrial state enterprises, steel and coal and infrastructure spending.
These are not the future, and they're not adding to China's productivity. That is, its economic efficiency. Lauren Brandt teaches economics at the University of Toronto.
What we've been seeing in China, certainly after 2007, 2008, is a very marked decline in productivity growth.
In the past, half of China's economic growth was fueled by the fact that on a very basic level, the economy was becoming more efficient, he says. Not anymore.
Economy-wide, it looks as if productivity growth has totally disappeared.
The big reason, says Brandt?
Reform has stalled in a variety of ways.
The government is taking a breather from making its economy more efficient. This goes back to those dinosaur industries the state keeps investing in. Daniel Rosen is with the Rhodium Group.
State-owned enterprises have much lower profit margins, lower returns on investment than the private sector does.
China's government says it doesn't want these clunkers to stick around forever, but it's having trouble letting go. Again, Lauren Brandt.
Bad firms do not exit. They just kind of continue to kind of linger and remain.
They remain because they get support in one way or another from the government. There's a term for these, zombie firms. And like zombies, they're eating the brains out of China's economic growth. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.